Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, after the Eagles hold off the Green Bay Packers 10-7 in a very close game at Lambeau Field. Merrill, what was your instant takeaway from this?
Well, this was old-fashioned football, that football shrine, Lambeau Field, with not a lot of scoring. It was a scoreless first half, and then the Eagles were able to conjure up 10 points. The biggest two plays were a catch and run of 41 yards to Saquon Barkley, and then a touchdown pass, 36 yards, to Devontae Smith. Packers came back and scored a touchdown, but 10-7 was the way it ended. Actually, the Packers had a chance if Brandon McManus had been able to kick a 64-yard field goal at the end. That would have tied the game, but it was nowhere close. It missed by about 20 yards. So the Eagles escape, but that's a big win against a good football team on the road, and the Eagles are now sitting in good shape with a 7-2 record.
How surprising was it that it was such a low-scoring game?
I don't think it should be surprising when you're talking about two really tough defenses on a cold night. It was really defensive football, and you could tell by the way they were running the football. They were playing tight to the vest, more conservative. It wasn't go deep, go deep, go deep. It really was a running game and a defensive game with a couple of big passes mixed in.
Near the end of your broadcast, you said that the player of the game should be Vic Fangio. What impressed you most about the Eagles' defense?
Well, everything about the Eagles' defense impressed me because there were so many big plays by the Eagles defenders, including the newest Eagle, Jalen Phillips, who had just a great game. He really made an impact.
What did you make about the decision-making by the coaches at the end of the game on their last offensive drive to go for it on fourth down and give the Packers pretty good field position? That seemed a little strange to me.
I think the conservative play would have been, I think, to punt the football deep in Packer territory and give them 90 or so yards to go instead of 40 yards to go. But listen, it worked out. They won.
They did. And as you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, they are 7-2. How important is that to the NFC standings?
It's very, very important. They're right there. They're right there with the best teams in the NFC right now, with a tough game coming up next Sunday against the Lions. But the fact of the matter is they've won three very important games. They turned it around after a couple losses, and they beat Minnesota. Then they came back and annihilated the Giants right before the bye. And Nick Sirianni keeps his wonderful record of being undefeated after the bye alive as they win, and they still have never lost to an NFC North team.
Old-fashioned football, as you said, Merrill, at the Shrine of Lambeau Field. Great call with Mike Quick, and we'll talk about this one and the upcoming game, as you mentioned, against the Lions as the week goes on. Appreciate the time. That's the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.